Welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you guys about why it's been so long since you've received a new episode, some new things that are going on in my life, including the fact that I am moving, and I just got my first job a few weeks ago, almost a month ago. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, hello and welcome back to the podcast, episode 42. It has been a long time since we released an episode. I believe the last one, episode 41, was released on the 14th of March. So that's a little over a month and a half ago, or almost a month and a half ago. And my simple explanation was I just needed to really disappear for a while and get some things in order. Hold up, because this is going to be a long story. So initially what had happened was I had hit rock bottom. I just wasn't really going anywhere with my life. I didn't really see any progression happening. And then until one of my good friends had hooked me up with an interview at a job and at a restaurant, and I was super happy and super pleased. So I wanted to keep it a surprise for my parents. So I went to the interview, and I ended up getting the job. Now the problem was that the job was about 40 to 45 minutes from where I lived, and my best friend's house was right up the street from the restaurant. So initially my idea was, if I wanted to prove something of myself and show that I can be independent, I wanted to move out and move in with my best friend. Now our initial thoughts were that I would stay there during the week, as that would be my schedule, and then I'd go home on the weekends. And initially, that seemed like a great idea. I rushed home, I was eager to tell my parents, and we ended up having I told them about my plans, and they said that while they were happy for the job, they needed to put some thought into the whole moving situation. So I said, okay. Well, my best friend and I, unfortunately, ended up getting really stubborn to the point where we wanted an answer right away. We were expecting some super fast answer to a huge question, or about starting a new chapter in life and having their firstborn try and somewhat leave the nest. So less than 2 days after I got the job, I went in there and I talked to them, and they had said that they thought it wasn't necessary. Everything that they had told me in that conversation was very true. I'd be wasting a lot of unnecessary money on staying there, and I'd have everything that I need right here with my family. And that was true. Now, if you guys don't really know too much about this, I believe I've stated it before in previous, but just to instate it, I'm a very big family person, and my family is very family oriented. Like, it is the most important thing we have in the world. And I believe that 100%. I believe that your family and your friends are the most important things that you have on this earth. So, I mean. And unfortunately, me being stubborn, I just said, well, I was really hoping to get your approval, but I was really hoping it wasn't going to come down to this. So I went against their approval, and I said that I was going to do it. And they had initially told me that it wasn't going to last very long, and that it would put unnecessary strain on my friendship, and it would cause a tear in our relationship. And so I pack up all my things, and I move out for one whole day. As soon as I moved in, unfortunately, my friend had gotten diagnosed with COVID right away, and it was then decided that I needed to call my parents and tell them what was going on, and I needed to set things right, and I needed to return home. So I had to bite the bullet and contact my parents again less than 24 hours, which everything they said would happen did happen under 24 hours. And despite that, things were a little rough at the beginning. It wasn't just going to be a smooth transition back to the way things were, as some things were said, and I did make a huge mistake, and it wasn't going to be easy to let down. So the time came where I needed to slowly rebuild my relationships with both my family and my friends, and I really just needed to take a hard look at myself. And that was when I realized that I had hit rock bottom. I just hit my lowest point possible. And I had to take a real hard look at myself and notice that I wasn't the person that I initially thought I was, or was acting or pretending like I, or pretending to be. And it was, and it took all of this to realize just a simple, thing that everybody has to go through growing up. Everybody's lazy in their own way, but at the end of the day, you have to work hard to get what you want. If you want to see happiness, you got to work hard and you got to do things to succeed. If you want to see happiness, you need success. And I had heard this from multiple people around my family. I had been told time and time again by family, by friends, literally by everybody, and ultimately the universe. And it ended up taking all of this to just finally have it hit me and make me realize that it is important and I need to start doing something for myself. Shortly after I returned home, my best friend sent me a video, and the video was talking about laziness. And the thing that really hit me is the speaker brought up how when you die, you don't want the people who attend your funeral and the people who speak to say that you lived a long and you lived a long life of not taking risks and just sitting around and doing nothing. He didn't accomplish much, but he just lived. And that is all he did. And that is all he contributed. And that really hit me, as that's one of my biggest fears, is while I don't want to be remembered for some crazy, insane feat, I do want to at least be remembered for something. And I do want to be... I want to do something that's honorable, or not at least honorable, but admirable, something to inspire people and to bring people joy. And it was from then on out that I wanted to set out and just completely flip the script on my life story and where it was going. And looking from the independent filmmaker's perspective, like, if we want to put metaphors on it, I just wasn't happy with where this screenplay was going, and I needed to do some rewrites, and I needed to create a whole new story off of those rewrites. And because of that, I have started my job. I started it almost a month ago already. I can't believe that. And I can officially say that it right now is the happiest I've been in a long time. I'm rebuilding my relationships with my friends and my family, and I feel like they're stronger than ever. I'm helping out more around my house. I'm contributing more to my family. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually earning something instead of having it handed to me. And it sounds really stupid when I say it, but I can't believe that I waited this long to do something like this, because it truly does feel special to me, and it took all this to really show me just perspective on just life and how hard people work to get what they want. And just these simple messages that you think most people would already know, and these messages that people would consider cliche. There was a YouTuber, I can't really remember, but he said that he found that the greatest secrets to life were hidden behind the word cliche. And I kind of agree with that, because cliche is kind of like, oh, it's those things that are said time and time again. Well, the reason why those things are said time and time again is because they've worked time and time again. So they're reliable and they've been proven. So I can officially say that I am the happiest I have ever been in a long time. My mindset is better and just my relationships around me is better. My overall mood is improving. Now I still have my tough days as everyone does. I still deal with my anxiety and a little bit of my depression. But then again, that's everybody on a weekly basis. But I'm better able to combat those now. Because it's not like how it was before where I had nothing going for me. I have stuff going for me now. And I just want to keep building and just keep growing, not just with my work, but with just my passion. And above all this, I just want to put effort and pride into something I've done again. And this is the start. This is why the title of this episode is gonna be called Rebirth or Rebuild, whatever it's gonna be called. But that's honestly just the whole moral of this episode is just gonna be that things are changing, not just in my personal life, but I want to care for this podcast and above all my channel and above all my passion. Not just the channel and the podcast, but my passion for film. I want to chase this. I've been beaten down and I've just lost all hope and I've lost all motivation time and time again. And I've not only failed myself, but I've failed you guys. And that same friend, him and I had a conversation after my first couple of days of work. Now, I didn't necessarily get all pigheaded when I had those 2 days of work. Like, oh, I did something. What did you guys do? I did that a tiny bit, which it is a little bit of a jerk move to do if you've only been working for like 2 days. And I did that and I talked about my scripts and I talked about my ideas and the projects that I wanted to do with my best friend. And he said that he flat out told me that he didn't want to hear about any of my projects. And I was shocked and I asked him why. And he said that I've brought up things like this to him in the past. And I've never followed through on my word. Now, I could apply this to my personal life, but for some reason, this just struck a chord with me and the whole sense of my passions, which is film and the podcast. I've brought up projects time and time again, and I've brought it up on the podcast before. I've worked on tons of projects, but really only two of them have made it to film. And aside from that, and my best friend has really been the only one out of everyone. I mean, everyone's been supportive of this whole film thing, but my best friend was the one who was constantly asking me, when are we gonna see a new director's log? When can I expect a new project? Are you gonna put something out? Dude, I wanna see this. I wanna see this. And he ultimately told me that he found it kind of shocking and a bit sad that he had more pride and joy in my work than I did myself. And it really hit me hard. And my friend challenged me. He's like, you know what? If you really want to get these projects done, if you really want to talk to me about a project, prove it to me. I want you to finish a script. I want you to talk about a script, and I want you to finish it from start to finish. Until you finish one whole script, we can't move forward on any projects. And I won't do any projects with you until you've at least write and finish one project. So I took him up on that offer after complaining, saying that I wasn't strong in my writing and I wasn't feeling confident. And I finished a 25-page script within 2 days. And I then sent it to him, and he was impressed. And now I'm slowly building back up my reputation as, I don't even want to say aspiring filmmaker anymore. I am a filmmaker. I am an independent filmmaker. And this was all brought along because a good friend, a mutual friend of ours, is pursuing a film career of his own. And he's hit just as many, if not more, obstacles than I have on this journey. And he's been doing it a little less, for not as long as I have, but he's still found the drive and he's still not given up. Whereas I've given up in his exact same positions. And it was that little thing that really pushed me, because I find that I'm really motivated by challenge. If I see someone other than myself pursuing something, that kind of gives me the motivation to pursue it. If I see someone, not necessarily as a rival or as an enemy, but just someone I respect and have a lot of admiration for, I want to live up to what they're doing. And I feel like a lot of people do that with who they look up to and what they want to be. Like, I feel like they judge themselves based off of others. And I'm not saying that's what I'm doing in like a personal like standpoint. I'm just looking at this from the mindset of a filmmaker. And it was stuff like this that just really hit me hard. And before I had finished it, my friend had flat out called me a shitty director and a shitty screenwriter. Because he doesn't finish anything. And he was very much right at the time. So I took him up on that offer and I finished a script. Now, thankfully, ever since this whole craziness happened, like I mentioned before, I've been rebuilding my relationship with my family and it's been stronger. Same can be said with my friendships. Everything was a little raw in the very beginning, but we've since smoothed things out and our friendship's stronger than ever before. And I'm just really happy right now. As far as projects go, actually, before I mention projects, I also have some big news. I am moving. Now, by the time this episode goes up, I will have already moved, but I officially move in a couple days. And so what we are doing is the house that I live in now is being rented, and the renters contacted my, or the owners of this house contacted my family and said that we needed to be out of the house by the end of the month, because they wanted to sell the house because everyone's selling houses right now. I don't know why. I think it's because of 2020 and everything. Who knows? I don't really pay attention to that sort of thing. Probably should. But we say okay. So turns out my family and I are moving into an apartment complex, and we're gonna be there for at the most 6 months until we find a new place to stay, which will probably be like the last house, not only that I live in, but my siblings as well as my parents. So until we find that dream house, we're gonna be all sticking it together, or sticking together and hanging out in the apartment. And I have the joy of sharing a room again with my siblings. So while I love them to death, this is gonna be an experience. And because of that, the podcast is still gonna be around. I'm not making an excuse saying that I can't film it with other people around. I'm still gonna be able to give you guys podcast episodes. Just don't expect them for about a week or two until we get everything situated and we get our Wi-Fi hooked up and everything. But until then, the podcast will be continuing. I just wanted to get this episode out to you guys beforehand so I can just let you guys know just what's going on, and then above all, I'm doing okay, and that I'm doing a lot better, and that I've missed you guys, and I miss doing the podcast, and I miss, above all, I just miss making movies. That's the plain truth. I miss making movies. And I hope I have some ideas. I'm not gonna go into full detail on them yet until I have an actual script written and finished and we actually start filming the thing. But all I can tell you guys is that sometime in the near future, Mac Films is going to be creating a new series. I'm also going to be producing a series for a friend of mine. That mutual friend that I had mentioned earlier is doing a sci-fi series of his own, and I was fortunate enough to be asked to not only produce it so it can be a part of Mac Films, but I'm also going to be editing the project along with Caden. So that should be a good time. I'm extremely excited to do that. And then hopefully once I finish all that, I can get to work on my own project. I'm hoping, I really want to get a film out no later than May or June. I definitely think that that's possible. I at least want to get out, since it's a series, I definitely want to get the pilot out at least sometime in the near future. But until then, all I can let you guys know is that the director's log is going to be coming back. I haven't really figured out a set schedule on it. Again, I've been busy, I've been working, and I've been just busy with moving, and until I figure out something, the director's log isn't really going to be getting too many updates. I'm just going to be putting all my time and energy into developing the podcast as well as developing the script for the new series. So that's what you guys can look forward to as far as projects are concerned. But I mean, other than that, yeah, that's what's going on in my personal life. I believe that's all I can cover. As far as movies go, or TV, I finished Captain America and the Winter Soldier. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Of the two Disney Plus Marvel shows that we've gotten, it's been my favorite so far. I loved WandaVision. It was a bit of a slow burner, and I have a lot more respect for Scarlet Witch and her character, and I can't wait to see where it goes in the MCU. But with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I felt like this was a more grounded story. Not necessarily more action. It definitely did have a little more action, but that wasn't like the main selling point for me. I just had more attachment to the characters because of all like the quote-unquote minor characters in the MCU, I was always interested in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, as I felt like they were interesting characters, but they never really got enough time in the movies to like really expand upon their characters. And I feel like this show for sure is doing that and capitalizing on that, and I've been enjoying it 100%. I really love where the story went. A lot of review sites though are complaining about the finale, and I mean, to be honest, like I think that's been the only weakness with the new Disney Plus MCU shows, is I really think that their finales really don't stick the landing, which is unfortunate because the whole series up to that point. And for both series, WandaVision and Disney Plus, I feel like a lot of people are being let down because they build upon each episode and they keep getting better and better. But I mean, other than that, I really didn't care too much for like any of the complaints. I really had like little to no complaints. Maybe one major complaint. Spoiler alert: if you haven't seen Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the one main problem that I have with the finale would have to be the power broker twist. That being the power broker is Sharon Carter, and now Sharon Carter has been welcomed back into the US and is now given a position in the government, and so now they're setting her up as a villain, and that might potentially be setting up the storyline for Captain America 4. As for those of you who don't know, shortly after Falcon and Winter Soldier ended, that show's creator was given the green light to go ahead and write and I believe direct a Captain America 4. So this will be the first Captain America film to not have Steve Rogers as Captain America. So I'm super interested to see what that's going to be like. Other than that, I'm really excited for Loki. It's going to be a time travel show, and it's going to be really trippy, and it's going to be really, like, thought-provoking. I'm kind of, for some reason, I keep thinking of Inception for some reason, so I think it's going to be, like, that type of deal with a little bit of, like, a magical, like, sci-fi twist. And other than that, I believe we're getting Miss Marvel. And we're also getting Hawkeye towards the end of the year. And I'm super excited about that because while I do like Black Widow, I always like Hawkeye a little more because I feel like Black Widow did get her time to shine, and she ultimately did in Endgame and everything, and she's getting her own film. But now Hawkeye is finally like getting his own spotlight, and I'm just really excited to see what they do with this character, as well as the introduction of new characters, such as Kate Bishop. I can't wait to see Kate Bishop. I've read a little bit of her story, her origin story and everything. I feel like it's going to be a super good MCU show. I feel like it's going to have similar vibes to the Netflix Marvel shows in terms of tone, because the way how they're making it sound is this is going to be a really grounded MCU show, and it doesn't seem like there's going to be like that many like superpowered like bad guys. It really seems like it's gonna be like taking out like gangsters or mob bosses, like something like that. It's more along the lines of like the first like couple seasons of Arrow, which is hopefully it doesn't get too many comparisons to that. I believe that they'll probably find their own way to do the story and whatnot, but I mean, I got no complaints. I'm really happy with Marvel and what they're doing as far as Star Wars goes. That's a different story, but I'm really excited for the new Bad Batch series, the Clone Wars spinoff coming on May 4th, Star Wars Day, so that should be pretty fun. In terms of, the Mortal Kombat movie, I saw the Mortal Kombat movie. I'll probably do a more in-depth episode for it in the future, along with my thoughts on Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'll maybe do a collaboration episode for that one. We'll have to see. But as far as Mortal Kombat movies concerned, if you're a fan of the games, chances are you're probably gonna like this movie. If you're going into this thing looking for like a great, like amazing movie, you're probably gonna be a little disappointed. I mean, it's a video game movie. I mean, they can only do so much. And I mean, I went into this movie with like little to no expectations. I knew that the story was probably going to be somewhat average at best. All I cared about was that the characters were cool and that the fight scenes were well done. And for the most part, the fight scenes were well done. I'm glad that they made it R-rated and that they made it super ultra violent and gory, and they did fatalities. A lot of people are having issues with the editing, as in there's too many fast cuts. I myself didn't have too many issues with it, but I really enjoyed it. I did think that the film took a drastic dip in quality, though, after the first 7 minutes. But other than that, I'll probably give it a 6. I'll give it a 6.5 out of 10. I mean, it was enjoyable. I'll probably watch it again if, like, friends ever wanted to watch it, but I mean, it's a Mortal Kombat movie. I knew what I was getting myself into. So because of that, I wasn't really too let down by what it ultimately ended up being. But if there's a sequel, I'm definitely going to watch the sequels, which it looks like they set it up for one. So we'll have to see. But other than that, that's all that's going on. So yeah, just what's been going on for the past almost month. What's happening with the podcast? What's happening with Mag Films at large, and just my personal life, and moving, and just all these different kinds of things, and just so much going on that I often find it hard to just sit back and just take a deep breath and just look at everything that's going on around me. And I just want to take the time to say that I'm extremely grateful for you guys. I know that my audience is super small, and it's probably getting smaller, and it probably already has, but these people know who they are. I just want to take the time to thank you guys who have supported me, who have constantly been asking me, and have been participating in my questions, and just wanting to see me put out more content, constantly pushing me, telling me that I'm capable. And I just want to thank you guys for just all your unconditional love and support. It means the world to me. I'm happy to say that I'm feeling the best I ever have. And ultimately, I'm super grateful that you guys are listening to this. And just thank you to everyone in general. All right, that is it for episode 42 of the podcast. As always, I appreciate each and every single one of you who listen. You can listen to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen. Please feel free to like this podcast as well as share it with a friend. And just spread the word and help them be a part of the Mag Films journey. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll catch you in the next one. Farewell.